Hello everyone, this is Sue Broom, and I'm here to do the tip of the day as well as pull an inspirational card. Hopefully you are having a fabulous day. It is Friday, March 30th, 2018, and wow, 2018 is just flying by. So happy Good Friday for those of you that celebrate and honor this day. So. And happy Friday. Happy Friday. So today's tip, I wanted to talk about animals. I am not one that has any animals. I do not have any pets. However, I do have a lot of animals that seem to find me. In fact, I was going to find it before I started doing this, and I'll find it later and add it in the comments. But animals especially. Hi, Kay. Happy Friday to you too, sweet Kay. One of the things when I first moved to Green Valley, in the backyard that I was, the house I was living in, it had a shorter wall, and I saw a lot of animals. And I did a blog on all of the different animals that showed up. In fact, the first day there was a tarantula and a tarantula hawk, which I had never heard of a tarantula hawk, and I literally saw the tarantula hawk going after the tarantula, killing it, dragging it off. It was just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And to see things like that in live, and I wish I would have gotten it on my phone, but I didn't. There's people that have lived here for years and years and years and have never seen anything like that. Well, so, you know, a lot of different animals were showing up for me. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up is because if any of you have been following me, if you go to my personal Facebook page and look at some of the pictures that I posted yesterday, there's a hole just outside my front window and kind of beside the sidewalk to the house where it's about the size of a mason jar. You know how big a mason jar is, the smaller mason jar, not the wide mouth, but the smaller one. And it's been there since I've moved here. Well, I knew something was down there. And, you know, I asked the guy when he was here doing yard work the other day what he thought it might be. And he goes, oh, it's probably a gopher. And it's like, okay, it's way bigger than a gopher. And he said maybe a prairie dog. There's prairie dogs out back. And prairie dogs, you know, if you think of a dog when they're digging dirt, the dirt comes flying. Well, there's no dirt around this. And I've seen, so the last few days, I step and I look down and something scurries away. It's like, okay, isn't that interesting? So I know something's there. Well, yesterday, and these are the pictures I posted, the last set of pictures. You can see the legs. Yes, there's at least four of them, the legs of the tarantula, and I'm sure that's what it is because you can actually see it looks like the little hairs. And so I wanted to show you some of the things when I have animals coming in my life, especially like something like this. There is, I know it is scary and yet so intriguing to me, Kay. Because when I would see it scurry away, it's like, and now I can get to the point where if I do it slow enough, it is big. He literally looks like, you know, like his legs are almost the size of my pinky. And I'm sure he's not that big. But I've also decided, and this is just a feeling I got when I came back from a walk yesterday. Hi, Gina. That I feel like this tarantula is somehow a guardian. And I like that, you know, so now when I walk past it, I will send love to it and I will thank it for being here. So it has a totally different feel to it. Now, animals speak. This is I'll hold it up really close. Animals speak. This is a pocket guide from Ted Andrews. And I also have the big version. And this is Ted. As far as I know, he died several years ago, but this is a book, and you can see that I've had it for a long time. We studied this in my dream group. Before you said that, I thought, yay! Oh, well, thank you for that confirmation, Kay. I love that, because it does. And it feels like it's either, it kind of feels like a grandfather. I don't know why I say grandfather versus grandmother, but it feels like it's got really old energy. And yes, I love this book. And it goes through, there's a lot of different things, but of course, then there's the sections on each, on certain animals. This is just the quick pocket version. And I wanted to read both spider and tarantula because in this book, it's super, super short. Spider, weaving fate. Don't take the roundabout way. Be straight. Weave something new. Trust feeling rather than seeing. And the one thing with spider is all about creativity. And I would think because the size, it's kind of a spider in a big way. Now, tarantula, it's heightened psychism. I think that's how you say it. Change and success come now through greater psychic sensitivity and trusting your own feelings. Distract threats and irritations. Hi, Catherine. So it's so interesting to me. I mean, and this is, like I said, this is just the little pocket version. So this is really nice to have around. I have one. I think I have another copy in my car, in my glove box. Because, you know, you see animals all the time. So, but this is kind of interesting. And you can see that, you know, a little bit of the web. They say they don't really, tarantulas don't really build a web, but it's kind of a web-like substance. So if I find a grasshopper, you know, I'm going to take it and I'm going to throw it down the hole because that's one of the things that they eat. But I think they eat a lot of other bugs and things too. So I, like I said, I feel very, I feel like it's some kind of a guardian. So, and thank you, Kay. I really do appreciate that you, that confirmed that. So that's very cool. So the deck, oh, and I had to show you this too. I didn't even realize this until I sat down and I'm, you know, kind of lining things up. And it's like, look at the shirt I'm wearing today. It's all about animals. This is from Out of Africa, which is a really cool place, by the way. Out of Africa is up by Cottonwood, closer to Sedona and Prescott area. And it is... Yay. And I'll tell you, Out of Africa, it's, yes, they have a lot of animals that you wouldn't normally see. It's different than a zoo because they have rescues. Yes, I love this shirt. And you can see the giraffe over here. You can see the parrot over here. But they have a lot of rescues where, and you can tell that they really love and just connect with the animals. It's not just a zoo where you throw them in there. So Out of Africa is a really cool place. A friend of mine and I went there a couple years ago and we had so much fun. So the deck I'm using is Blue Butterfly Inspirations, and butterflies, for those of you that don't know, which I think all of you that are following this probably do, butterfly is all about transformation. So what transformations are going on in your life? All right, so let's see what the card is. Perfect. Oh my gosh, this totally, it's expression. Express yourself. Now is the time to use your creativity. Doesn't that go along with the spider? To show the universe who you are. And this is 35. So creativity, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Could not have picked. And I shuffled the cards, but could not have picked a more perfect card to go with today. So it's very awesome. So are you expressing yourself? Is there something creative that you've been thinking about doing? Yeah, is it coming out? Are you allowing it to come out? So allow yourself to be expressive. And it can be, see, and there go the chimes. See the chimes right there? Let me see if I can point to them. Right there. These are solar chimes. I have the solar panel to the back, and I have the blinds pulled because it's getting rather warm in here, but they go off at the most magical times. So allow yourself to be creative. Find a creative outlet that you can do something expressive for yourself. Thank you all for joining me. And thank you. If you would be so kind as to share this on your Facebook page, I would really appreciate it. I'll be doing another tip of the day and inspirational card tomorrow, Saturday, for day 23. And then on Sunday, I won't do a specific one, but I will be doing the normal weekly Facebook Live where I'm on for an hour pulling the weekly angel cards and then sticking around pulling cards for whoever shows up. So hopefully y'all have a great day, a good weekend, and I will see you tomorrow or maybe on Sunday. Have a great one. Angel blessings to you. Thank you. This has been Sue Broom.